That was The Great Boleros of Fire by Meatloaf. An instrumental, basically, eh? Just some crowd talking earlier at the beginning. Bolero. Isn't that crazy, eh? And before that was Security Lies by Exit Someone. And now I think I gotta say goodbye because we don't have time for another song. I hope you enjoyed this show and thank you for listening. Peace out, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. It is, what time is it? It is 1 p.m. on Wednesday. My name is Valley, like a valley but spelt a little differently, and I am going to be your host for the next hour. Woo, so exciting. We have lots in store for today. I thought that I would do a throwback hour. So I've got some fun throwback music for you, and I'm pretty excited about it. I hope that you are too. We are going to start off with one of my all-time favorite songs. This song, what can I say? It's changed my life. I love this song. I listen to it so often. It is a little sad. It is a little melancholic, but I love that. You know, I appreciate that and I enjoy that. And of course, this song also reminds me of better times in life because I discovered this song through Ice Age. And as you all know, Ice Age is one of the most important film franchises to appear in the last couple decades. So this is obviously a very important song. It is Alone Again, Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Wait a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sad, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on. I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy. If He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended. What do we do? What do we do? I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again. Naturally, alone again. Naturally.
That was Gilbert O'Sullivan with Alone Again Naturally from Ice Age. We are moving into our next song. We are going to be listening to Rupert Holmes. You will know this song immediately as it starts playing. My history with this song is that I became a little obsessed with it in grade 12, and I used to sing it nonstop. And I used to get to school really early because I had math tutoring in the morning because I was really bad at math. And Mr. Cole, who was my math tutor, was also the conductor of the pit band for the musical at my school, which I was in. I played the Artful Dodger in Oliver Twist, and it was fantastic. It was one of the highlights of my life. Throwback. I love Oliver Twist. I also love acting. I miss being on stage, so it's definitely a good memory for me. And so every morning I would show up. This poor man was just there to teach me maths, and I would sing him this song every single morning without fail. And there was also one of my friends, Dominic, was also there every morning very early, and he was just, you know, doing his homework, and I'd show up and be like, "If you like pina colada," and they'd be like, "Whoa, leave us alone," and I'd be like, "Getting caught in the rain," you know. It was fun. It was a good time. Anyway, here is Escape, Rupert Holmes, the pina colada song.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. It's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew.
that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne.
With Escape, the Pina Colada song. Love that song. Up next, we have another song that I'm just playing songs that I love, so I need to just stop saying that I love that song because I love all of them. Up next, we have a song that you will also know. You should know all of these songs also, so hopefully I'm playing things that you are happy to sing along with, because that is honestly the mood of today's show. It is sing along, have fun, and enjoy some classics. We have Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive. If you don't know the song, you are going to discover something amazing. How did I discover this song? I'm not really sure. It must have been in a film as well. Maybe my parents. I don't know. Anyway, I discovered the song and I loved it. It is one of my favorite go-to songs to play in the car when I am driving somewhere with my friends and I want us to have a good time. This is one of the best songs to play with a group of women, and if you want them to sing along and feel good about themselves and also just have a good time. Here it is, I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive. And let me tell you, that song has truly survived. It is an amazing song, and I listen to it pretty frequently. All right, what is up next? We have another powerful song. This one you will also recognize from one of the other main franchises that has come out in the 20th century. It is 21st century, sorry. 21st century, it is Holding Out for a Hero, Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
That was Boney M with Sunny. Oh, I spoiled it. We are actually going to go into another song by Boney M, and we are going to listen to, you'll never guess what it is, we are going to listen to Rasputin, also by Boney M. I love this band, and I love both of those songs, so here it is.
Something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Hey. those Russians.
Oh, those Russians. That was Boney M. with a Rasputin. Great song. You know how I discovered it. Yes, it was Just Dance. And I'm sure if you are under the age of like 30, I want to say, that is also how you discovered that song. Actually, I'm lying to you. That is not how I discovered that song. I discovered that song because my high school grade, I'm talking a lot about high school today. Not to like, I don't want to sound like someone who peaked in high school. Please don't get that impression. But my high school grade 11 teacher, Mr. Oh, what was his name? Mr. Oh my goodness. I can't remember. Oh, I feel bad. Oh, I feel so bad. Mr. M, he showed us this class in grade 11 and none of us knew what was going on. And he showed us the music video and we were all like, what? But it was good. Shout out Mr. M, who promoted Boney M, Rasputin, to us high schoolers. We have two songs by the same band coming up next. You might know them. They are Hard at Work.
We'll be right back.
fight had come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Flow and Manchester.
Down Under. We are moving on to our next song. It is going to be Girls on Film by Duran Duran.
Midnight. Heads turning as the lights flashing out of sight.
are going to be moving a little bit away from Girls on Film and moving a little towards A House of a Rising Sun. It's my terrible transition from one song to the next. Here it is. This is the cover by The Animals, which I hate to say it, I do think is the best version of this song. Here they are, The Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
Taylor, she's so
up next is a song that is gonna want to make you, that is gonna make you want to make, want to, it's gonna make you want to jump around. Hopefully, this is a song that I really enjoy. It is Ballroom Blitz by Sweet. I discovered this song thanks to a TV show that I watched with my dad when I was very young. It is called Life on Mars. It is about a copper in the UK in 2004, I think, who gets sent back in time to the 70s, and he's shock horrid about how like awful everything is in terms of like how they treat, you know, people with disabilities or people from different races, how they treat women in the like police work, all of that, and he makes it better, and it's honestly a really good show. I would recommend, if you like detective shows and if you like old British style TV, it's a very good one. Here is Ballroom Blitz by Sweet.
So hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
One.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want the money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Something, touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over when you feel there's nothing left in you. Uh-huh.
Now the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the collar is everyone's one, and she could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh, yeah, it was electric.
Ballroom blitz.
next song is going to be a little more mellow. It is The Rolling Stones with Wild Horses. Actually, do we even have time for that? We do not have time for that song. I'm just kidding. That is not going to be our next song. Let me see how long these next two songs that I had queued. Ooh, that is also way too long. Oh, maybe we don't have time for one last song. You know, I think we're gonna say goodbye. I think this is it. I think this is, it's time to let go, everyone. You know, I know that you want me to stay here forever and play songs for you until, you know, the end of time. However, I think it is time to say goodbye. And so with that, I am going to say goodbye. I hope that you guys had a fun show. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you will tune in again in 2 weeks for the show. And I will remind you that I haven't spoken about this yet, but I will tell you that in 2 weeks, the show is going to be extra fun because it is Fun Drive. Woo! Fun times for Fun Drive. All right. Lots of love, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know that I love to be here, and you know that I love you to be here. Aww. Okay.